Well, hey, everybody, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont. Today's story I have called Great Possessions. In about 1991, I stumbled on David Klein's book, Great Possessions, and I found it in a bookstore in we were in Berlin, Ohio, and Berlin is in the heart of the Ohio Amish country. It's in Holmes County, Ohio. Beautiful, beautiful rolling countryside, the best of Ohio. And Klein is an Amish farmer, and he is a skilled writer. And his book, Great Possessions, is a simple collection of essays about things that he observed on his farm in Holmes County, Ohio. At the time that I found his book, we were blessed to have a 5-year lease on a farmhouse in central Ohio in Knox County, Holmes County's neighbor to the southwest. The house was on an old was an old farmhouse at the end of a dead end road. There was a gas well on the property, so we had free heat, if you can imagine. Our well water was sweet and it was free. We paid no taxes. Our lease was locked at $400 a month for 5 years. Looking back, I'm more aware now than I was even then that our lease was a kind provision from God for us. And it was the desire of our hearts to live in the country. My study was a garret room facing west out over the valley, not a house or building in sight. I took my prayer walks up over the steep hill to the north along the abandoned roadbed back to the place where a great flood had washed away the bridge over the Cocosing River 70 years earlier. Before the days of iPhones and electronic readers, I had Klein's little book on a table beside my bed, and I would read a chapter a night before I'd reach over and turn out the light. It stirred up in me a great longing, or perhaps it awakened in me a great longing for a life in the country or a quiet place in the country. I was reminded of that tonight. It was very hot today, and I spent most of the day indoors in air-conditioned comfort. This evening, I wanted to step out into the golden hour so I wouldn't have spent the whole day inside in June, which would seem criminal. Incidentally, I'm reading an essay that I wrote here and commenting on it. I wrote it obviously in the month of June, but it's January. While I'm reading this, it's probably 14 degrees out right now. Back to my little essay. I made an excuse to walk around the place a bit and then drove to the store. The first fireflies of the season showed up last night. We live on as beautiful a country road as those that are embedding in my soul from childhood among the hills and glens of Ohio, and my heart is grateful for that. There were yearlings everywhere, and a little fawn drank from a pool beside the road. Below is a picture of the house taken in the fall of the year. A few months later, in early November, the tree, bare of leaves, our son Daniel would be born there in the front room of the house in that picture. That winter, I walked out into the snowy night, and seeing the warm light from within, I asked the Lord for my own home in the country on a quiet back road. And you know what? Took a while, but he gave me the desire of my heart. And when I reach over and turn out the light, I will thank him again for the life that we have here on Bittersweet Farm. And if you would like to see a picture of our little home on Rutledge Road in the early 90s, there is a really fetching picture of it. And you can find it at kenpierpont.com/greatpossessions. KenPierpont.com/greatpossessions. That's a story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day and a little light in the kitchen is always on.